اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله: لا تكثروا الكلام بغير ذكر الله، فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله قسوة القلب. إن أبعد الناس من الله القلب القاسي. First of all, you know, today as communication sources are being increased, so we have free phone, we have free chat, we have free emails, right? Everything that has become easy. But one of the things that is not free, that is our life, that is our mind, that is our hearts. These are not free. And we have a life that is life full of obligations. We are responsible people in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counting every single thing, everything, it is being counted. And especially one of the things that we take it for granted, that is our talks. We have excessive meetings without reason, keep talking, and then at the end of the day there is no result for that. One of the most hated practices before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kathratul kalam, the most hated. Inna abghad al a'mal, it's been said in hadith, inna abghad al a'mal inda Allah kathratul kalam. One of the most hated practice before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more talking. So, you know, you take phone and then you think that what's wrong with that? It's just free. And even if other person likes to leave, then we keep saying there's no problem. My phone has free times. Well, this phone has free times. So look at this hadith, as Prophet has said, لا تكثروا الكلام بغير ذكر الله. Do not say plenty of things without zikrullah. Do something. Say something that can remind. Say salawat, for example. Or say a word that is going to remind other person for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not keep saying, keep talking without any zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ قَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ. When somebody keeps talking without any meaning or meaningless talk, what it does, what is the result of that? Result of that, it's going to be that heart is going to be hardened. Then it's not going to look at the realities. When hearts become qasi, qaswatul qalb. Kathratul kalam is going to result qaswatul qalb. That hearts are going to be hardened. Qasiul qalb. Person becomes qasiul qalb. Inna abad al nas min Allah al qalbul qasi. Then he said that the worst person who is going to be far distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who has hard heart. That heart is not softened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a soft heart. He does not like a hard heart person who cannot see the realities. Qasiul qalb is the person who cannot see realities, who cannot see the righteousness. He cannot see the truth. He does not even bother about oppressed people. His heart is been hardened, and when it becomes hardware, then you cannot use it properly. It has to be software. Heart always have to be software. It should not become hardware. Don't make it hardware. When it becomes hardware, then it's not gonna properly functioning. It's like if you have a software, then you try to use it as hardware. And when you try to use it, it's a misuse, abuse of something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this heart very soft, and He wants to keep that soft. What are the things that keep this software as software? Until it is going to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's going to be software. When it's going to be far away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes hardware. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity that we can talk less. And if we speak, then we speak for the sake of Allah. When we speak, there is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those sins that we have committed with this tongue, may Allah forgive that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us free from the sins. Before we enter to holy month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us free from the sins. Give us opportunity to be best of the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those du'as that are not been accepted until now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept at this time. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if in the past days of month of Sha'ban He has not forgiven us, may Allah forgive us at this moment. In final moment, He has to forgive for the sake of Prophet, peace be upon him. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ